Unit 6, Extra Listening, page 53. Birthday Traditions. You are going to hear a discussion about birthdays. Listen and choose the correct answer.
It's time again for Culture Club, Radio Britain's programme on cultural practices around the world. I'm Hilary Burnham, and today, co-presenter Michael Robinson and I are going to take a look at birthday traditions in various cultures. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Hilary. Before we discuss birthdays in other parts of the world, let's talk about birthdays here in Britain.
Well, Britain is becoming so multicultural that birthdays are probably celebrated in dozens of different ways. But I suppose you're talking about what we usually think of. The birthday gifts and cards from friends and family, and the bumps, where children are held by their feet and hands and bumped against the floor the same number of times as their age.
Right. And usually there's a special birthday meal, or a party, along with birthday cake, with a candle for every year. By the way, an extra candle for good luck is placed on birthday cakes in Germany and in the USA. In Lithuania and Latvia, there's another extra thing representing good luck. On birthdays there, a child sits on a chair and is lifted into the air as many times as his or her age, plus once more for good luck.
Well, I know another tradition with an extra thing for good luck. My friends from Scotland told me that on birthdays, children often get £1 for each year, plus an extra one for good luck.
Money is also given to children in Vietnam. There, birthday money is called lucky money, and children receive it from family and friends. By the way, in Vietnam, birthdays aren't celebrated on someone's actual date of birth. Instead, everyone celebrates their birthday on the Vietnamese New Year, which is called Tet.
Interesting. But Michael, before we discuss more places, have you got any idea how birthday celebrations began?
Well, at least in Europe, it's thought that they developed from the once common belief that evil spirits would harm someone on a birthday. So family and friends would gather round the birthday person and offer good wishes as a way to keep these spirits away.
Speaking of evil spirits, in parts of eastern Canada, it's traditional to put butter on the noses of children celebrating birthdays so that bad luck will slip right off if it tries to grab them.
I like that idea. Maybe we should go round with butter on our noses all the time.
But back to what you were talking about. I suppose that over time, the giving of good wishes evolved into the giving of presents.
That's right, it did. And by the way, originally, only royalty celebrated birthdays. But eventually, of course, the practice grew, particularly for children.
I once heard that birthday parties for children were first held in Germany. Is that true?
That's what I've read too. But it's possible that outside Europe, children's birthday parties were held even earlier.
If any of you listeners know anything about this, please let us know. Now let's talk about some birthday traditions outside Europe. For instance, in many Latin and South American countries, including Mexico, Ecuador, Argentina, and Brazil, a girl's 15th birthday is very important.
Yes, it is. Usually she dances a waltz with her father. Then she dances with another 14 partners. Sometimes her 15th birthday is the first time she wears shoes with high heels. And often girls in these countries wear fancy pink dresses on their 15th birthdays.
Interestingly, in Bolivia, which is also in South America, a girl's 16th birthday is the important one. And traditionally, girls there wear white, not pink. Clothing is also an important part of birthdays in Japan. There, children often wear new clothes on their birthdays.
In India too, some birthday children wear special coloured clothes. And in Aruba, students who come to school on their birthdays can wear ordinary clothes, not the school uniform.
I think we can see a common theme in all of these examples. Something special or different marks a birthday. So far, we've spoken mostly about children and teens' birthdays. Are there any particular traditions for adults?
Well, I think that many adults, in any culture, prefer to ignore their birthdays. But yes, there's an interesting tradition in Germany, though I don't know how much it's practiced anymore. On the 30th birthday of a man who doesn't have a wife or a girlfriend, his friends throw rubbish on the steps of the town hall, and the birthday man has to sweep it away.
I wonder if this is supposed to display his cleaning skills to the single women.
Possibly. And on that note, we've got to close. We're out of time. But before we go, I just want to remind listeners that next week...